we've all heard about Detroit's problems. They're declaring bankruptcy. Now the New York Times is reporting a story that, well, it kind of breaks your heart. Gloria Killebrew, she's 73. She worked for the city of Detroit for 22 years and now spends her days caring for her husband, J.D. J.D. had three heart attacks and multiple kidney operations. The last left him needing dialysis at least three times a week at the Henry Ford Medical Center in Dearborn. Now there's a new worry. Detroit, that's broke, wants to cut the pensions it pays its retirees like Killebrew. And Killebrew receives about $1,900 a month. So all of a sudden you work all your life, and because the city goes broke, you're going to have to pay for it. She says it's been a life on a roller coaster, explaining that even if she could find a new job at her age, there would be no one to take care of her husband. Detroit's pension shortfall accounts for about $3.5 billion of the $18 billion in debt that led the city to file for bankruptcy last week. How it handles the problem of not enough money set aside to pay the pensions is being closely watched by other cities with fiscal troubles. So it's sad for sure. 22 years and now trying to help your husband who is quite ill. And because the city's broke, you have to pay. It's just not fair. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.